Brother Olin's assignment for this week was to bring something that we think the Lord is trying to teach us about the changing seasons. And I think something that we can learn is to be content. We've got a neighbor man that anytime the weather's a little bit extreme or just cold or hot, whatever, he's always complaining about it. And I think we need to just try to be more content and just find the good things in the seasons. And so that we can say like Paul did in Philippians 4:11, "Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am."
I thought about how sometimes in winter when it gets really cold, we'll be wishing how it was summer. And then when it gets around to summer, it gets real hot, we'll be wishing it was winter again. And that made me think how it's often like that in our life. We think after something happens, things will be better. After we get something, things will be better. But we should really just be content and be thankful for the cold weather and just take the next step and make the best of each moment.
This morning I was thinking about winter, and I was thinking about how it's, you know, in summer you're really busy, you've got all these things going on, you don't have much time to think, and winter's just kind of a good time to just, you know, sit back and think about your life and stuff. It's kind of like symbolizing kind of like death, you know, right before spring, the resurrection.
I thought about how a lot of times, like in the summertime, you know, well, even with all the technology people have nowadays, like air conditioning and everything, in the summertime, everyone's, you know, trying hard not to work outside as much as they can. You know, they're getting their AC all working and everything. And in the wintertime, like water lines are freezing and faucets and everything. And people, no matter what people do, they're always going to be, you know, in subjection, you know, underneath the seasons of the weather. And that just shows, you know, God, He just changes the seasons and everyone's hurrying to prepare, and you know.
One thing I think we can learn from the changing seasons is that in the summertime when the grass is green and everything's nice and the grass, for example, for the cows, you just have plenty of it and everything's in plenty, and you kind of forget sometimes how the winter's coming and we need to be prepared. And that we can think about that in our life too, how the Lord is coming. We might have it pretty nice right now and we might forget, but the Lord is coming and we need to be prepared.
Something we can learn is that I think God's trying to teach us that He's mighty and can change the weather in just a few days, and so we should be content with the weather today because tomorrow it could be completely different.
Ecclesiastes 3:1, there is a point of time for everything. There is a time for every event under heaven.
One thing that the changing seasons teach us is how God made the world to where it can be just perfect for us. It never gets too cold around here for us, or it never gets too hot. It's just always nice, even, and we should just be thankful if it gets a little bit cold, because it's not just terrible.
Earlier this week when it was super cold, I went to the barn. We had some frozen water pipes, and I was just kind of frustrated. I didn't prepare and keep all the doors closed or whatever. I was just going along with some of the other boys were saying. I was just being content with what we have. It's just amazing how, you know, the weather can be, you know, 9 degrees one day and the next morning it can be 50 degrees. Just always be thankful what we got and be content.